The Sean Green Show. Sean covers all things entertainment. Movies, books, news, concerts, television, video games, the entertainment guru. Sean covers it all. This is the Sean Green Show podcast. The Sean Green Show podcast on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.
And welcome to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody for listening. Hey, check out SeanGreenShow.com. Yes, that is SeanGreenShow.com. All the latest interviews and news and podcasts go up on SeanGreenShow.com. And also, more podcasts can be found at WGNPlus.com. And we've been hiatus for a little bit. And the reason, because of that, because we moved to a new location on 303 East Wacker, just across the bridge on Michigan Avenue. So proud to announce that we are now back and bring you more interviews and news from the Sean Green Show. And one of the things that I want to do when I want to bring the show back, bigger and better than ever. So I want to bring back a guest that I frequently had on the Sean Green Show. And you may know him if you read the book The Art of the Pimp. If you ever watched HBO's Cat House before, Dennis Hoff. A lot about this guy, but what really impresses me about him now is that now he has won the primary for Nevada's 36th District State Assembly, and in a feat that people actually counted him out, and he actually won the primary. So let's bring him in on the Super Celebrity Hotline right now. Hey, Dennis.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So, all right. A lot of people didn't expect you to win the primary, and you actually won. And one of the things that I want to do publicly is congratulate you on your win, first of all. So
thank you.
All right. So I'm going to play dumb for the people that don't really follow politics or anything like that. As far as state assembly, what do they do? I mean, what entails in that job?
Well, I'll be in the legislature, and I'll be making decisions and policy changes in the state of Nevada. And you're right. Nobody expected me to win because of my business. You know, five of my 25 businesses are sex businesses, the brothels. And they said it couldn't be done, but we did it. And we did it in a big way. It was a huge win, actually. And I credit a lot of the help to some of my friends, Grover Norquist, Americans for Tax Reform, who, as you know, is the tax fighting champion of America, and also Roger Stone. And when Roger Stone came out and Trump's advisor came to Pahrump and called me the Trump of Pahrump, and look at the comparisons, he said. Both reality TV stars, both produced television series, both wrote books, both flamboyant, both have a little money, and they like hot girls. And that resonated.
Yeah, so, I mean, with that, it's been rumored and reported. I don't know if it's fake news or not. So I want to set the record straight. Are you selling some of your brothels now?
Some of my Southern Nevada operations, I sold the Alien Cat House and Travel Center, which was the gas station, truck stop, restaurant. So I sold that. And just trying to lighten my load a little bit. Of course, I'm always going to be in the business. But I got a lot going on, and this politics is going to take some of my time, and I want to take it very seriously. You know, this is another chapter in my book or my life, and I wanted to be as good at this as I was at running brothels.
Yeah, and one of the things that you know, you are going to look out for, like, the small business owner, and you yourself, I mean, when you started off doing the whole brothel business, it was a small business, and you became very successful at it. So what are some of the things that you're going to actually do as a state assemblyman?
Well, the thing that I'm going to work on the most is the commerce tax. They put through a tax that costs taxpayers in Nevada $1.4 billion. So I'm going to work with the controller and treasurer and the different powers to be in Nevada to get that repealed. That's one, then water rights is a big deal. You know, in the West, water, Mark Twain said it best, whiskey's for drinking, water's for fighting. Well, there's a huge fight over water, and I've got to protect the voters of my district. And the last thing is the Second Amendment. You know, in Nevada, we all moved to Nevada for freedom, freedom to gamble, freedom to drink, freedom to go to brothels, freedom to carry your weapon everywhere you go. And I don't want to lose that right.
Right. And then you have some people that you know, even though you won the primary, they're actually, in a sense, pulling their support of you because of your business as a brothel owner. What do you say to that?
Well, the last thing, Sean, that the establishment wants is a truth teller and somebody that they can't buy, that the special interest groups can't buy, and they can't boss. And that's me, just like Donald Trump. You see what happens to Trump. He wakes up every day with half of America disliking him, the Democrats, and probably another 25% of the Republicans, which are very outspoken against him. That's the battle he's fighting. But the reality is our economy is in better shape than it's been in a long time. Stock market's way up. You've finally got respect from people like North Korea and Iran that's like, you know, don't mess with this guy. Employment is at an all-time low, so he's proved he can do it. And I rode on his coattails, to be honest with you. People finally said, you know what, it's time for some businessmen to get in there, because the state of Nevada is no different than any other business, except there's a lot more zeros at the end of it. And so I'm not going to raise taxes, but I do know how to work within a budget, and I also know how to slash expenses. And that's what they want. They want a truth teller that they can't be bought, like most of these politicians are.
So as you look at it, where do you think the biggest money waste in Nevada is in your district right now? What's the biggest waste that's going on right now over there?
Well, I'm looking at the school system. You know, we've got one of the worst school systems in America, and we spend a lot of money for it. So we need to look at that and make sure we get our bang for the buck on that. And we need to make sure that everybody's paying their fair share. You know, we don't have an income tax in this state, which is beautiful, which attracts a lot of people there. That's one of the reasons I moved here. And so we got to look at everything. We got to look at paper clips, you know, gas expenses, cars. We got to look at it all. And I'm sure when I get in there and start redlining things, that I'll get an opportunity to knock out a lot of the fat that's in there.
One of the things that President Trump did recently, he signed the executive order to keep illegal families together in these detention centers. What if you were in Trump's position, in President Trump's position, how would you handle dealing with illegal families that come in the country illegally?
Well, first thing I'd be doing is saying, I wish Ronald Reagan, who I love, by the way, he's the first time I ever voted, would have done what he said he was going to do. He was going to meld those 1 million immigrants into our society, then shut down the borders, and he didn't do that. So now it's out of hand. So I understand, and I like the fact that he's locking down these borders, and you know that a whole lot of these people that are coming in here illegally are looking at themselves and saying, whoa, I better be very careful what I'm doing. Now I'm liable to end up in jail, or I'm liable to be separated from my kid. So the other side of it is I have such compassion, and so does he, you know, but he's got to put his foot down somewhere. I think there's a happy medium here where they can take care of these kids, reunite them with their families, but also put the word out to the rest of the world, don't come here. Right. I mean, we're one of the only countries that would tolerate this. Try going to Mexico, or try going to North Korea and pulling that nonsense, or countries around the world. So we've got to lock down our borders, and we need to pick the people that are coming in. They don't need to pick our country.
And one last thing before I let you go. The whole Stormy Daniels thing, she was just here in Chicago recently, did a show. There was a little bit of controversy while she was here in regards to the club owner and how she was supposed to get paid. You know, all this news that Stormy Daniels has caused, how, you know, and you're in that world, how would you handle a Stormy Daniels? Like, is that something that you think you could control?
Sean, it's a great question. And, you know, I actually had my lawyer send a letter to NBC News because they were using the video of her and I on a red carpet together, and they would use it like every 20 seconds. And I'm like, excuse me, I don't want to be associated with this dirtbag. And I just think that she's an opportunist. And this is what happens, you know, when porn girls do a little bit of porn, they get a lot of recognition from people, and it's a great feeling. It's their 15 minutes. And what's happened is when they lose that, then they're just lost. So what a great way to revive your career. Now she's earned the right to crawl around in slimy champagne rooms and do crazy things with guys the rest of her life. And I hope she stays there. So she says she didn't get paid. I don't believe it. These porn girls go to those golf tournaments and try to get guys. And so if she, let's give her the benefit of the doubt. If she didn't get paid, why is she blasting this guy? What happened in her life to do that? Why does she just keep her mouth shut? She got $130,000. You can spend a whole lot of nights at the Bunny Ranch for $130,000. So she got her $130,000. That wasn't enough. Now she's just pushing the issue. And you know that somebody's behind this. Is it George Soros? Who is it that's behind it? It's not, this attorney is not doing this pro bono. I don't like it. You know, I think with prostitution, you pay once, shouldn't have to pay again. And so if she did take the money, she shouldn't be asking for more and trying to build her career on ruining him. You know, he's got a family, he's got a right, and whatever he does in his bedroom, I don't care about at all, as long as they're both consenting. And I think that's the way the most of America is looking at it. You know, when he went to vote, when he used the grab her by the pee, no woman would vote for him. That was what the polls were saying. Well, guess what? When they got behind the voting booth and their minister and their husband wasn't looking, they voted for Trump. And they did the same thing for me because they know that we're good guys that will make things happen.
Yeah, and the moral of the story to this is just go to the Bunny Ranch.
Yes, exactly.
Dennis, it's always a pleasure talking to you. And again, congrats on the primary. Make sure you guys, if you guys haven't bought the book, The Art of the Pimp, make sure you check that out. It is a very good book. It's on Amazon. And
I got the audio book.
Oh, you got the audio book now.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it was great because I listened to it traveling. And I got to say, I really enjoyed it because I never sat down and read it myself. I worked off the manuscript, but
yeah.
it's a great book. And a guy that used to be on in radio just told me a couple of days ago, Mancow there in Chicago, he's off now. But he told me, I've read this book four times now, and it's a masterpiece. And that's why MGM is going to do a movie on it.
Oh, wow. And I can't wait for that. I wonder who's going to play you now. You got any? You want me to play? Dennis Hoff. Well, we'll see if we can make that happen. Dennis Hoff, everybody, make sure you check him out. Ed, thanks so much. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And
always a pleasure.
We'll be back right after this.
Thanks for listening to The Sean Green Show, the entertainment guru. You can friend him on Facebook, Sean Green Show Media, or follow him on Twitter at Sean Green Show. The Sean Green Show on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.